This is Radio Boston. I'm Deborah Becker.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. And let's begin today with a battle for the streets, which is being waged between ride-hailing companies like Uber and Lyft and traditional taxis.
This morning, this clash took place on Beacon Hill with a sea of brightly colored shirts filling Gardner Auditorium. Taxi drivers in yellow and Uber drivers in blue packed the room as legislators discussed four proposals to regulate Uber and Lyft.
The bills propose varying degrees of regulation of the ride-hailing companies, or TNCs as they're known, transportation network companies. Proposals include registering with the state, comprehensive background checks for drivers, and more liability insurance. WBUR's reporter Steve Brown was at the hearing this morning, and he joins us now from Beacon Hill. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Anthony.
So, four competing bills to regulate the companies. Let's talk about them in a moment, but first, give us a sense of who was there and what they were saying about the need to regulate.
Well, Anthony, definitely two passionate sides here, the cab drivers and on one side and the ride-hailing drivers on the other. Now, the cab drivers, they gave full-throated support to a bill filed by Dorchester Senator Linda Dorsia-Forey and Brighton State Rep. Mike Moran that puts tough regulations on the ride-hailing drivers, bringing the regulations more in line with what those that the taxi drivers are subject to. Now, one of those taxi drivers is Kuldip Singh from India, who's been driving a cab in Boston for 20 years.
I went to a taxi school. I passed the exam. Then I become a taxi, licensed taxi driver. With Uber, you don't have to do anything. You can start driving tomorrow.
Now, Uber driver Ben Johnston wants the state to adopt regulations that, while making it safe for drivers and passengers, doesn't make it too tough for him to continue being a driver.
My hope is that they find a balance where they're able to make sure that everyone knows the standards and do so in a way that still provides space and room for people like myself that are part-time drivers to still make it worth getting out on the road and driving.
So, Steve, tell us a little more about these four bills. One of them, I understand, proposed by Governor Baker, and it has the support of Uber. So what does the governor want to do?
Well, the governor's bill would require background checks and require the driver and the ride-hailing company to carry $1 million worth of insurance when they are driving a fare. The governor's bill puts the ride-hailing companies under the Department of Public Utilities purview, sort of like how bus companies are right now.
I see. And on the other side, you mentioned there's a bill proposed by Senator Linda Dorsia-Forey and Representative Michael Moran. And this one is backed by the taxi industry, if I have that right. What would this bill do?
That's correct. Their bill makes the Uber drivers subject to regulations more on par with that of the cab drivers. Tougher background checks, more prominent signage on ride-hailing vehicles, calls for driver fingerprinting. It would also prevent what's called surge pricing, which means that the ride-hailing companies would not be able to charge, to up what they charge, based on an increase in demand. Now, Senator Linda Dorsia-Forey says she doesn't want to see companies like Uber and Lyft die, but she just wants to ensure public safety.
We believe very strongly that in the end, TNCs like Uber and Lyft are fundamentally transportation companies, and such they should be subject to regulations.
So, Steve, what's the bigger picture here? What do these bills really mean for ride-sharing and ride-sharing technology in the state?
Well, the legislature and the Baker administration realize that some sort of regulations have to be put on the books, because many times during the hearing, it was stated that these ride-hailing services are here to stay. They're not going anywhere. Now, the big question the legislature has to answer is, are ride-hailing companies like Uber and Lyft technology companies or transportation companies? Those supporting the stronger regulations say driving someone from point A to point B for a fee is a transportation company. They say it doesn't matter if you stand on the curb and raise your hand in the air or whether you activate an app on your smartphone, it's a transportation company. Over Katie Stebbins, she is the Assistant Secretary of Innovation, Technology, and Entrepreneurship for the State Office of Housing and Economic Development, is concerned that regulations that are too strong might stifle this emerging business.
The strength and evolution of Massachusetts' economy depends on our ability to evolve with this new culture and at the same time ensure that the riding public is safe.
So, Steve, finally, what happens next? When might we see a vote on any of these bills?
Well, when the committee emerges with a bill is anyone's guess. A lot of times the lawmaking process is compared to the sausage-making process, and this is a prime example of that. I suspect that the committee will take a hard look at the provisions in all of the bills that they're considering, and then they'll report out an amalgam that has the features of all the bills, but exactly when that comes out is anyone's guess.
All right. Steve Brown is a reporter and anchor for WBUR, reporting there on hearings today on whether or how to regulate Uber and Lyft. Steve, thanks so much.
Thanks, Anthony.